We are in Masechet Sanhedrin. We are on Daf Kafei Amud Bet 25b, learning about who's disqualified and who's not.
Thanks.
Are people allowed to deal with this? Who's not?
So we've already covered dice players, pigeon racers, loan sharks,
and Hamas.
Gezel, robbers, burglars, what else? Cockfighters.
Horse racers.
Horse racers, pigeon racers, dog racers, greyhound racers.
All of the above. Don't try this at home if you want to be a witness. Don't do these. If you want to be a witness in a court case, don't do any of the above.
Or a judge.
Interesting whether or not you can hashkophically expand this to what it means to be a witness, what it means to be a judge. You can't judge other people unless you can't judge other people at all. You can't be a witness, you can't give evidence to yourself. Anyway, and we have another brighter, adding additional people. So we added to the original list in the last brighter, we added the Hamsan and the Gazlan. Right, we saw that each of those refer the Gazlan was the person who takes from a cheresh shoteh katan, right, from a deaf, a stupid, or a minor. They don't have a dat, they can't make a kinyan. If you take stuff from them, it's not theft. But we don't allow it. Some say because in the interest of peace, some say because soft, at the end of the day, the person who took it was taking property for his own personal gain. So it still falls within the parameters of the people that we're trying to disqualify here.
Now, you were yesterday talking about Hamasim having the same root as snacks.
No, not Hamas. Hatif.
Hatif.
Hatif is that they snatch.
Okay.
What Hamas do? Hamas chatif. Hamas snatch.
Okay.
So, and the snatching is the root of snack. Not the Hamas.
Okay.
It's one removed. You can't snack on a Hamas guy.
Too
as
bony.
Far as I'm aware.
Too bony.
Too bony. There's nothing going on. No heksha. Top. So, and the Hamas, so they pay for what they take. So originally, we didn't disqualify them because they pay for what they take, and they just take it. They pay for it. So we thought that it's not a financial problem. But then, they saw that they snatch it first. And then they throw the money down later. So actually, they are motivated by taking property. The fact that they then give you the money doesn't excuse it. So on those grounds, they disqualify them from being witnesses or judges. Tana, it was taught in a brighta. Od hosifu aleihem haro'im hagabayim hamuchsin. They also added to the list ro'im, shepherds, gabayim. Gabayim is not the gabai. Gabai in the Talmudic literature means a tax collector. And mochsin from meches, customs tax. Morning, Rabbi Elazar. So all these three are now also disqualified from being judges or witnesses. Again, because there is some problem with them. Let's see what the problem is. Financial, monetary gain, that we can't trust them, right? That's the running theme for everyone. Everybody is in it for the money, and you can't trust them when their mind is on money. The law goes out the window. Tob. So what's wrong with rotim, shepherds? Me ikaras tavor ikre ba'almahu. Originally, we allowed them originally, right? These were only added later. So originally, tavor, it was thought, ikre ba'almahu. It was only occasionally. Occasionally, what happens with shepherds? What's the problem with shepherds? That occasionally the sheep graze on other people's land. They eat a little bit of your grass as they're walking through. Nibble here, nibble there. So, is that theft in such a way that there's an intention that we can give to the shepherd that he's stealing, or at least sug of stealing, makes him dishonest? Originally they said no. Originally it's just one of those things that happen. You happen to be a shepherd and your sheep happen to eat a little bit of grass. They wander off, you go and get them back. But you're not doing it intentionally. I can't make you into someone untrustworthy because occasionally your sheep wandered off and ate from somewhere it shouldn't have ate from.
But you're not talking about a single sheep. You're talking about
200-300
sheep.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, they could just wipe out a whole section.
They could, but the question is, originally we declared that the shepherd didn't have that as his intention. He's not a bad guy. That's a hazard of the job. When you're trying to shepherd sheep, they sometimes wander off. He didn't intentionally, deliberately do it. Guys, you go in that field for the next 3 hours. I'm going to have while I go for lunch, I don't care whose field it is, just put him in that field, let him eat. That's not how the shepherd works. So we can't say that the shepherd himself is a bad, untrustworthy guy just because his sheep happen to wander off. That's what happens with sheep. That's what they do. But it doesn't mean that he himself is untrustworthy. He preferred that didn't happen. He's not doing it intentionally. That's the original. That's originally why they were allowed. They weren't disqualified because we didn't impart upon him negative midot.
Ah,
so I was going to come and ask that in a minute. But here we disqualified. So here we disqualified them.
Yeah.
This is where they get disqualified. So that was originally. So originally we didn't disqualify them because it was just I cry about Alma. It's just what happened. It wasn't anything intentional. We didn't decide to deliberately steal your grass by putting my sheep there. Since the chazu that they saw, there's your word, dakah, has no translation. Chanan, dakah. I just have it here in the Gemara, dakah, doesn't mean we just skip it.
Yeah.
We don't really have a translation for it. Dakah, it was established maybe, but top. The Kam, the Kavne, it was established that they intended the shadow and they sent the Chatchila. Right? The Chatchila in advance originally, right? They decided to do it. Gazru Bahu Rabbanan. That's when Rabbanan made the decree. When they saw that shepherds were doing it intentionally. Originally they thought that the shepherds were shepherding their shop, their flock. And occasionally the flock would wander off and go into someone's ground, but he didn't do it deliberately. It's just what happened. But when they saw that it was a deliberate thing.
What, the shepherd went to the property that not belonged to them?
Yeah, they're taking the sheep. Oh, and we'll just go past this place. I'll just sit under the tree, have a little snooze for 5 minutes, let them eat, then we'll, right? So when they saw that they were doing deliberately, then that's when they disqualified them.
Deliberately, what it means?
The covenant. Okay. Next, Gabayim. Tax collectors and customs collectors, right? We lump them together, they're basically the same type of thing. What's the difference between tax and customs?
Customs is when you're importing stuff and you can charge on the import.
So, in English, yes, but from the Beit Yosef, which I'm sure you've studied, you remember that the Beit Yosef has a different... it's in the footnote. So, Beit Yosef has a different in his Choshen Mishpat says the difference between Gabai and Moches is not what they were doing. They're both collecting money for the king. It was the way they were remunerated. A Gabai is paid a salary and he's just an employee. Right, he's just doing the job. Right? It's not my. I didn't fix the tax. I didn't fix anything. I'm just the employee here. I get paid whether or not you give the money or not. Right, that's a gabai. He's just the middleman. A moches, however, is a completely different object. He buys the right to collect taxes from this area, from the king. Gives the king an advance of 400 gold pieces, and now this is my town. I can now collect as much tax as I think I can get. Breakfast?
I'm doing this mass for my father. Hi. Shimon Ben Reuben, if anyone wants to do
it. Doing this one.
What
happened? Two mitzvahs in one. Oh, Hashem. Tom. So, right, so that's the difference according to the Beit Yosef in those two words. Two different jobs. They do the same thing, both collect tax, but it's completely different, right? And therefore, if that's correct, then you can assess these people completely differently. Right? One is got a completely different job than the other in terms of what he's actually doing, even though he's both are collecting money. One's collecting for his own pocket. And he's collecting however he wants, when he wants, right? The other one is just doing his job. Okay, Tov. So what happened? Meikaras Tavor, originally, these people were allowed to be judges and witnesses, right? Why? Savor Maita Kits Lehu Ka Shakle. Originally, it was thought that they... Mitakits, what is it that they collect? Kits, I think from the word to fix. What's the word I'm thinking of? Kitzvah. Budget. Don't know. Anyway, kits. You're the Israeli here. Are the kits, Lashon kits.
Kits?
Kits. Kits meaning end, but kits.
What is...
Here. So, where are we?
Maybe kites. Kufyat tzadik?
Yeah, but it doesn't help. Okay. Here. Mochs. Where does it say mochsin? See the mochsin at the beginning of the line? Three lines. Mochsin.
Mochsin?
Yes, so from the...
Bikara.
So, Bikara.
Savur mai.
My, in my kits.
It's not in Israel, it's Aramaic.
No, but it doesn't help me. I don't speak Aramaic either.
Okay.
No, don't know.
What's their meaning here?
So here the meaning is...
What's the sentence?
My kits lehu kan... What they collected, my kits, my hem...
What they collected from the trees?
From the people.
But
from Gabayim that collect money.
Okay.
Maidikits, Lehu, Kashakle, what was assessed. What did they collect? They thought they only collected what was assessed, meaning if the people had to pay 100 shekel each, then the Gabai, he's not doing anything wrong, he's just collecting whatever was assessed. Everybody needs to pay 100 shekel each. So he's not... sinning financially, he's not gaining financially, he's not suspect financially, he's just collecting what's been assessed. So there's no reason to disqualify a gabai or a tax collector. He's not financially motivated to cheat or lie. He's just collecting what's assessed. That's what they thought originally. Came under Chazu, but then, since they saw the Kashakle Yetera, that they were assessing more, right, they were taking more, Paslinhu, they disqualified them. So either the tax collector who was appointed by the king was taking more money and pocketing the rest for himself.
He was stealing.
He was stealing. Or, in the case of the Moches, where he said that he bought the rights for himself, they were charging more than they should have been, right? Fine, you can have this city to collect 100 shekels from everyone, right? And so what do you do? You pay a discounted face value of the right. So if there's, I'm not doing the math, but if there's enough people in this city to earn 500 gold shekels if everybody pays up, but you buy that right from the king by giving him 400 gold shekels in his hand, and you take the right to collect from everyone if you manage to collect, so you make money, right? But it's your problem now to collect. The king just gets the money. The king's very happy, right, with a discounted rate. But if that person starts to collect more than the allotted 100 shekels per head, so now he's financially cheating, right? That's why there's this quote. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ro'eh Sha'amru. This shepherd, in the last bride we said that shepherds were disqualified, right? So the shepherd that we spoke about, Echad Ro'eh Behema Daka, Echad Ro'eh Behema Gasa. Echad Be'echad, each one. Both of them, we're talking both the case of a Ro'eh Daka, Behema Daka. What's a Behema Daka? A thin Behema, thin animal. Or Behema Gasa, a thick, fat animal.
Wouldn't it be
probably donkeys,
small animals versus large animals, such yeah. as sheep and goats versus cows?
Yeah. Sheep and goats versus cows and horses.
Behema Daka is probably donkey, maybe horse. And
no, they're Gasa.
Gasa?
Yeah.
What? Donkey?
Horse. Yeah, horse, okay. Horse, donkey, cow. They're big. Sheep.
Oh.
Sheep and goats are small.
Sheep is Behema. Kev is Behema.
Sheep is Behema. Apparently. That's what it says here. Okay, so why do we matter? Why do we care whether you're grazing big animals or small animals? So we see it halakhically in the Gemara, there's a difference between Behema Daka and Behema Gasa. There's different laws applying to each. They have different rules about what you're allowed to do with them, whether you're allowed to raise them at all, and if you raise them, where you're allowed to graze them. Depends on whether it's a Gasa or a Daka. It's different rules. So here, the Gemara is clarifying for us that when we said shepherds are disqualified, we mean shepherds are both fat ones and thin ones. Right? The Gemara is going to explain a little bit more. Umi Amar Rava Hachi. Did Rava really say this? Because we heard Rava say other stuff. Did Rava really say that we're talking about both types? Vaha Amar Rava, because Rava said elsewhere, Whatever Hema Daka, the Eretz Yisrael, for Sulin. The Chutz La'aretz Kesherim. A Ro'er of the Hema Daka, says Rava. A shepherd of small animals is pasul in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz he is kosher. So clearly, So the Gemara explains: Ro'eh behema gasa afilu be'Eretz Yisrael kasherin. Rava continues and says, a behema gasa afilu be'Eretz Yisrael is kosher. So in another place, Rava apparently says that you are allowed to be a shepherd of fat animals, but you're not allowed to be a shepherd of little animals, sheep and goats. Right? So we have a conflict. So Gemara explains what the answer, how we can have apparently two different opinions of Rava. Gemara says, Ahu b'megadlin itmar. The ruling of of the fact that large animals are okay and small animals are passable was not said about disqualification to be a witness. That's what the Gemara says. That was said about raising animals, a gadlin. When you raise them, you are not allowed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael, but you are allowed to raise, this was the old law, you are now, you are allowed to raise large animals. Right, small animals, the reason, Bli Neder, is that small animals, they go around eating everything. Sheep and goats.
Compared with cows.
Compared to cows and horses, which are considered large.
Sheep and goats can strip everything, including thorns. I mean, down to the nibs.
I know. So, hold on. We are still talking about people who are disqualified. Let's say again. Both cases, Rava has two different cases. Rava says, our brayta that we just learned disqualifies you from being a judge if you're a shepherd of big or small animals. Huh? That's what our first brayta said. Big or small animals, if you're a shepherd, you're disqualified. Why? Because you graze them in other people's lands and you do it intentionally. So we disqualify you. The Gemara points out, but Rabbi says something else elsewhere where he says you're disqualified only if they're small animals, but not if they're large animals. You're okay. So then the Gemara says, no, he's talking about raising them. But the first case, we're talking about being a shepherd. When you're a shepherd, you're disqualified whether they're big or small. Right? But when you're just growing them in a barn, in a stable, in a whatever enclosure you have, you're just raising them, so then you're only disqualified if they're small animals, but not if they're big. Why? Because according to the explanation, of small animals, they escape easily. They escape easily and they're likely to wander into other people's fields and eat, which is more difficult because then it's a lack of intention,
but if you
doesn't
continue,
seem to be a problem. Yeah?
At least in English it says that if they're done out in the open, then there's disqualifying.
Yeah, but why if they're done in a stable, do you disqualify the small owner, the small shepherd? Because there, even if they do escape, it's not intentionally. We just said that the reason that they made the decree, Rabbanan, is they saw originally they thought it just happened by circumstance and that's okay. But once they saw they did it intentionally, so they disqualified them. But here, you're raising them in a stable.
But it doesn't say whether they're large or small if they're raised in a stable.
Yeah, the...
At least the art scroll.
The raising in the stable said regarding the second comment of Rabba, which is the where he said that we disqualify small animals but
right.
Not large.
Herders of small animals in Eretz Israel are ineligible. Outside whose rights they're eligible. Herders of large animals, even the land of Eretz Israel, are eligible. But that's only for raising animals, not for grazing.
Okay, who says? Maybe the answer here is that it's common for them to escape and graze in other people's fields. So if it's common for that to happen, then you get the tagged with the
it's
problem.
It's very, very common, especially for goats.
Yeah.
Goats escape like mad. We see.
But does that make the individual? I mean, it does halakhically. We're saying it does. It makes the individual into someone who's untrustworthy to be a judge or a...
Because you have no control over your animals.
So what?
Neither
do most parents. Right? Doesn't mean that you're... We said that the reason why we're disqualifying you is because we're financially suspected that you cheat for financial monetary gain. And
well,
if you do it deliberately, then it's obvious that that's what's happening. But if they just escaped, then it's not clear to me why I should disqualify you as being untrustworthy.
Then what about the term of, what's it called? nuisance, where they're constantly escaping, constantly devouring everything.
Right.
And your neighbors are losing. What's the expression? Besides losing their shirts.
Marbles.
No, it's like when they go into a field, they strip it bare, and you have nothing left but stone and dirt.
But the question is, the owner of those animals, if he's doing deliberately, then for sure, disqualify him. He's a no good rascal. But if he's just trying to make a living and raise sheep and they keep escaping, what can I do? Does that make him untrustworthy? I can't have you as a judge. I can't trust you.
But it's like...
Uh-huh.
You can't trust to take care of his own sheep.
I don't know.
Right, it's like time and time again. I mean, what is the
first
point?
First, someone had a kind of something every day around the news or something that's not a guy that trusts his animal.
But financially, because it's not to do with trust. Not to do with, like, the fact that he can't take care. No, but each of the disqualified people that we listed in the category, we only disqualified because they cheat for monetary gain. That was the reason why we disqualified them. They all have that in common. They cheat the law, they steal, they over, right, for monetary gain. So we said any shepherd who puts his flock into another person's land intentionally, he's disqualified. But if he didn't, originally they thought it wasn't intentionally and they didn't disqualify him.
Like, this is like you have, let's say, ask the court. If you do one, try that 3 times, it's considered that's an old thing.
Okay, so you could say that.
Be like that. Like,
but
does
that,
does that make me into
an untrustworthy guy?
Yeah.
My animal that keeps escaping.
If
I could have prevented it and I didn't, right?
Yeah, so the other one that keeps happening, so that you shouldn't build
that. I actually wanted to happen. I don't mind it happening.
Yeah.
You're not taking the effort to prevent it.
You're not preventing it from happening. You're letting it come on.
The analogy of a goring ox.
Yes.
After 3 times.
Right.
You know, the owner is responsible. Well, after 3 times.
Now,
he's
responsible, but question is he unworthy? Is he untrustworthy financially? That's what we're saying. Apparently, he is now, because he now falls into the category of people we're disqualifying because we don't trust them financially.
You can't take care of his own sheep.
I can take care, but that doesn't mean they can't be a witness because we don't trust him. We have to. That's what the result is. What? Just because I didn't fix my fence, you're refusing me to be a witness in a court case? Yeah, because you're now financially untrustworthy, along with the other dice players and yeah. But what's the ick here? We disqualify dice players, people who steal other people's pigeons. Right? All
but let's say you just want to every day losing things, dropping things here and there. Would you trust them?
Yeah. Like to be a witness or to be a judge. No, he's a forgetful person. It doesn't mean that he's not done anything that I should disqualify him from. You are disqualified. Get down off that stand. We can't trust you. What do you mean? Because you forget stuff.
Well, isn't that then the same category as a deranged person or a liberal?
Yeah, but we don't disqualify them for being financially untrustworthy. Here the grounds are financial untrustworthiness.
Then why are they just... Why is a deranged person or a liberal...
Because they don't have any dad.
Exactly.
So what's the answer then?
That's the point.
So what?
So is it or no? What's the
answer? The halakha is they're forbidden. They're disqualified. I'm just trying to work out why.
I told you.
So that's a good. It's a question.
No, doesn't. I mean, why can't they be? Would it be the lack of God's name with the intent?
So here, I'm persuaded to go with Rabbi Akiva's view that once you've seen it happening a few times, your acceptance, you allow it to continue, means that you're complicit. You agree. You allow it. You're happy with the fact. That, so to speak, that your animal is stealing from other people's land, and therefore you are considered to be benefiting.
You're benefiting.
Therefore, I can't trust you.
And therefore,
I can't trust you financially. You might take a bribe. You might cheat. You might lie for monetary gain. Because we see from here evidence.
If I mess up, accept your testimony in favor of my interest.
That's not to do with messing up, it's more to do with cheating for financial gain.
Of course not.
Might be bribed. Tov.